It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So how do you create a smarter team at work? Well, an MIT study published in 2010 in the journal Science looked at what makes some teams smarter than others. Surprisingly, the average IQ of the teams made little difference. Instead, they found the smartest teams were distinguished by the following three characteristics. Number one, there was more equal contribution from team members. Discussions weren't dominated by just one or two individuals. Number two, team members scored higher on a test called reading the mind in the eyes, which measures a person's ability to read emotional states in others and is related to demonstrating greater empathy. And number three, the smarter teams had more women on them, which is thought to be partially correlated to characteristic number two, since women tend to score higher on reading the mind in the eyes tests. Now, you may not be in a position to immediately increase the number of women involved in your team discussions, although I bet you could if you tried, but what your teams can actively work on is improving the empathy of team members, at the very least raising awareness around the issue, and work on structuring and facilitating your meetings in a way that encourages more equitable participation from all team members. It's just the smart thing to do. And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing the old podcast, we're coming up to April 14th, which is, yes, International Moment of Laughter Day. Seriously, would I kid about something this monumentally important? Now, if you've missed April 14th, well, don't wait another year. You could do this any old time. Gather your team at work, and as laughter yoga clubs around the world encourage their followers to do, simply start laughing for no reason to remind yourself how good it feels to laugh. Since laughter is so contagious, set a goal to see if you can actually get people laughing and giggling for real, or turn it into a laugh-off contest and award prizes for the funniest laugh, the loudest laugh, the quirkiest laugh, the most maniacal laugh, and the most contagious laugh. And the quote of the week from my speaker friend Derry Latimer: having an open door policy at work isn't about the door. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a Swedish tourism group has created a wacky promotion, Dial a Swede. Yes, the tourism group has created a hotline where you can connect to a random Swede. Now, it's not totally for the honor. However, the volunteers have not been vetted in any way, nor have they been given a script. So, you know, really, what could go wrong? Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, to sign up for the extended print version of this e-zine, cruise over to humoratwork.com.